Hey there, Dr. Lakin here, coming to you with another podcast this time. Another one, our second in a series on taking care of your bottom, or TCB. I like to make a little bit of fun that, you know, Elvis Presley was famous for his three initials, TCB, taking care of business. And I've now got a new version of TCB, which is taking care of your bottom. Did a previous podcast on rectal irritation, and this one is specifically on hemorrhoids. And hemorrhoids are something that if you don't have them, you probably could care less about them, but if you do, they sort of become real important real fast because they're really bothersome, either because they're uncomfortable or because you're having bleeding from them. And how do you know that you have a hemorrhoid? Well, it's one of those two things, generally speaking. Either you start noticing some bleeding when you move your bowels or after you wipe yourself after a bowel movement, or you're having pain in the anal area externally, and you might feel down below and say, hey, I noticed something swollen, and that's a hemorrhoid. And what is a hemorrhoid? A hemorrhoid, very common, of course, happens to, even in the nicest homes, happens to not everybody, but a lot of people, probably 80, 90% of people will get a hemorrhoid in their life. And a hemorrhoid is a swollen vein in the rectal region. And there are two types. There's internal hemorrhoids, which cause bleeding only and can cause pain, but generally are painless. And then there are external hemorrhoids, which are veins that are swollen, and because of their irritation and swelling, they either bleed or they become very uncomfortable. And when you get a hemorrhoid, all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh, there are a lot of hemorrhoid commercials on TV, and now you realize why. Because when you get a hemorrhoid, all of a sudden everything else in the world sort of vanishes, and your hemorrhoid becomes number one. How are you going to take care of it, get rid of it? Because you need to do that. So what are the things we do to help out when we get a hemorrhoid? Number one, it's all about taking care of your bottom, and it's fairly simple stuff. But the key is to do these things and to do them consistently. So number one, for taking care of your hemorrhoid, number one, do not use soap on your bottom. Your hemorrhoid is not being caused by being uncleanly, despite the fact that we all figure our bottoms are pretty nasty and uncleanly. They really are not. Our bottoms are normally filled with germs, more than the rest of the skin has germs, but still that's a normal characteristic of the rectal region and the genital regions, that there are a lot of germs down there. Those are fine. That's normal. Do not use soap to try and clean up the area thinking, well, that'll scrub it, make it all clean and nice and spiffy, and then everything will go away and get better. Wrong. Soap is very irritating. It's very drying, and that skin down there gets very irritable when there's too much soap applied. So number one, do not use soap. Number two, you need to wash your backside with either water or something called Cetaphil Liquid Cleanser. That's Cetaphil Liquid Cleanser. This is available at many different pharmacies and groceries. It's a white bottle with a blue label, and that's the thing you can use to clean down below if you need to use something other than plain water. Number three, keep your bottom dry. Dry it thoroughly, very gently, with either a hair blower, or you can use just padding dry with a dry towel. So that's number three. Number four is soak in a bath of plain warm water. So if you have a tub, you get in it, you sit down in it, you don't use soap, you don't put Epsom salts, you put nothing in the water, you just sit in a plain bath, a nice warm water. It's the best thing to make those hemorrhoids feel good, and you can do that several times a day or as often as you need to get relief. This is the one thing that will definitely relieve a hemorrhoid discomfort or irritation better than anything. Now, that's not meaning that you can go into a pool. The pool outside doesn't do the trick. It's got chemicals in it. The jacuzzi is definitely not good. It has irritating chemicals. Do not do this. Just sit in a plain bathtub of warm water. And if you don't have a bathtub, you can get something called a sitz bath. That's S-I-T-Z bath. And that's a little device that fits on top of your toilet. Allows you to put in a little warm water and just sit on it and soak your bottom area. So do that several times a day. That's number four, but it's number one in my book. Number five, apply a topical cream. You need a prescription for this generally. Anusol, H-C, A-N-U-S-O-L, H-C cream is the best. Preparation H is no good. I'm not a fan of it, so don't use that. If you don't have Anusol HC as a prescription or don't feel like calling in, you can try Court Aid 10 cream or any of the 1 or 2% hydrocortisone creams. Those are available over the counter. You also might have a prescription cream. You could have a prescription hemorrhoid cream, like we said, or you could have a prescription steroid cream, which would include triamcinolone cream. A little bit of that applied to the fingers and then that put on the area down below can help a lot. Number six, keep the bowel movements soft. This is very important because if you're straining to move your bowels, if you're constipated, that's going to bring these hemorrhoids out because the pressure down below is what makes these veins swell. So you need to use a softener such as Colace or Docusate Sodium, C-O-L-A-C-E, or the generic Docusate Sodium. You could use something called Metamucil, which is just a fiber product, and there are lots of them. There's Metamucil, Citracel, Fibercon, and there are others. Or you can use something called Miralax, which is a different kind of product but also keeps the bowel movement soft. This is key to keep the hemorrhoids from coming back. Keep the bowel movement soft. Don't strain to move the bowels. And then finally, if the symptoms are really bad or you're bleeding rather significantly, using a suppository, which is a prescription, it's called an Anusol HC suppository. HC stands for hydrocortisone. Anusol HC suppository nightly can help shrink internal hemorrhoids and stop the bleeding. So this combination of treatments is almost universally effective. Of course, if it's not, you may need to see a proctologist, which is a rectal specialist, to have something more done. But you need to try these things first. So let's reiterate. Number one, don't use soap. Number two, wash with water or Cetaphil liquid cleanser. Number three, keep your bottom dry, but not irritating it with rubbing it with a towel, using either a hair blower or patting it dry. Number four, soak in a plain bath of warm water, no Epsom salts. Do not get in the jacuzzi. This does not work. So that's very important, number four. Number five, apply a topical cream. Anusol HC is preferred. Court Aid 10 would be fine. Do not use Preparation H. I find that just doesn't help that much. Number six, keep the bowel movement soft. Use something to keep the bowel movement soft, like a fiber product or Miralax or Colace. Number seven, suppositories if you need it. And of course, I'm available anytime if you need to get this checked out. We can certainly take a look and see what's going on. But if things are really rough, it may be time to see one of the proctologists. Of course, the proctologist names are listed on the Dr. Doug website under our physician resources. So hope that helps you in taking care of your hemorrhoids. And that's Dr. Doug for now. Take care.